Welcome to the JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. JJ Knitting Company serving our communities in Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Hewlin with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Washington County Ambulance Director Jeremy Peck about a Riverboat Foundation grant his organization received and National EMS Week. Jeremy, let's start with the Riverboat Foundation grant. It goes to Oxygen Refill Containment Station. Can you tell us what that piece of equipment is?
Absolutely. That is a containment system that you put your oxygen tank in when you fill it from a larger tank. So we have the smaller tanks in the ambulances that we carry into residents. We put that tank inside the containment system. And then when that's filled up, if that tank would happen to blow up or some piece malfunction, it wouldn't kill anyone or destroy anything other than the inside of the containment system itself. So something that we use in the fire service, self-contained breathing apparatuses to fill those bottles, and we're doing the same thing with EMS to keep our people safe. So big appreciation from the casino to help us get that to help our own staff be safe.
How much was the grant, and how much does that equipment cost?
That was a $5,000 grant, and that is a $9,000 piece of equipment, $9,000 to $9,500. So, big help.
And the rest of the funding for that, where does that come from?
That comes from the budget, as well as from the budget.
Okay. And with this week being National EMS Week, let's start with that recognition. How about the work of EMS and maybe some things that help benefit the public that you guys do?
Yeah. So National EMS Week, recognizes all EMS providers all over the state, all over the nation, actually. Big thing for me is, the staff here at Washington County Ambulance, as well as all of our first responders that don't get paid to do the job. It's nice that they are recognized out in the public, by the public, and that they appreciate the people that come out to help them in their time of need. Things that we do, PR events, we do standbys at like the county fair. There was a race here while back in town. 5K, I think it was, that we stood by at. We're just readily available and wanting to get out in the public and assist the public.
Now, this year's theme is caring for our communities. How about what that means to you, what that means to everyone in that position?
Well, I think this year is kind of particularly important with the pandemic that's been going on. The extra stress that's been added due to that pandemic, with the masks, with the goggles, all the extra protective equipment that the crews have had to wear. We just want to recognize the staff that didn't make it through the pandemic, as well as the ones that did, caring for our community. Really, we're out there no matter what happens. If it's a pandemic, we have to protect ourselves, but we also have a job to do and people to take care of. So we didn't take any time off, obviously, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we're just here to serve the public.
What is the most difficult part of the job? What's the most rewarding part?
I think the most difficult part of the job is just what we see and sometimes the way people perceive us in the community. The way they, treat us when they're at their worst, and that's not because they try to. It's just part of human nature. So that's hard to take sometimes, but no complaints there. It is what it is. It's part of the job. The most rewarding is when people actually come back and see us that really had a true emergency, maybe having a heart attack or a stroke. Something of that nature, and they come in and see us and talk to us and let us know that what we did was really appreciated. So it's always fun to see the good outcomes, because we all know that not all outcomes are good.
What would you like to say to your staff around the county and to the community?
The staff around the county is second to none. These guys get up day and night, guys and gals, I'm sorry, get up day and night. It doesn't matter who it is, what it is. They're a very vital part of our organization here at the Ambulance Service. We could not do the job without them. And the community, the support that they've shown this year through EMS Week since July, very, very much appreciated. New service that, you know, the county took over July 1, 2020. We've done well, and we appreciate the support that everyone's shown for us.
That was Jeremy Peck, Washington County Ambulance Director, joining us on the J.J. Nichting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about a Riverboat Foundation grant his organization received and National EMS Week. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Eulin with KCII News.